Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Mao's Last Dancer, written by Lee Swinsing and read by Paul English. The dedication reads, to the two special women in my life, my mother and my wife. A Wedding, Qingdao, 1946. On the day of her marriage, a young girl sits alone in her village home. It is autumn, a beautiful October morning. The country air is cool, but fresh. The young girl hears happy music approaching her house. She is only 18, and she is nervous, frightened. She knows that many marriage introducers simply take money and tell lies. Some women from her village marry men who don't have all their functional body parts. Those women have to spend the rest of their lives looking after their husbands. Wife-beating is common. Divorce is out of the question. Divorced women are humiliated, despised, suffering worse than an animal's fate. She knows that some women hang themselves instead, and she prays this is not going to be her fate. She prays to a kind and merciful God that her future husband will have two legs, two arms, two eyes, and two ears. She prays that his body parts are normal and functional. She worries that he will not be kind-hearted and will not like her. But most of all, she worries about her unbound feet. Bound feet are still in fashion. Little girls as young as 5 or 6 have to tuck 4 toes under the big toe and squeeze them hard to stop the growth. It is extremely painful, and the girls have to change the cloth back.